Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on this, there we go. We had a button turned down. I apologize for that, folks. For the WFIW News, I'm Len Wells. It's currently 71 degrees, and we got crystal clear skies, blue skies out there. The Weather Service now telling us we could see some patchy frost both Friday night and Saturday night. So got some cool weather on the way, so if you got any tender plants out there, you want to keep that in mind for Friday night and Saturday night. I'll have more in the forecast after the news. Well, the Hanna House Museum at 101 East Center Street here in Fairfield will host a free, one-time-only exhibit of that noose that was used to hang Southern Illinois gangster Charlie Berger. Now, this display is going to be this Sunday. The special exhibit will be open from 2 until 4 p.m. The noose, currently owned by Randy Henson of Fairfield, he bought that at a recent auction. In addition to the historically valuable noose, visitors will have access to all the numerous exhibits of Wayne County history through the museum during the afternoon. And that will include the Shelton Gang items, school history, military history, local businesses, and a lot more. The Hanna House Museum, of course, is an historic 1874 structure, the Hanna family's private residence, that became the Fairfield Medical Center back in the 50s. At this time, the building is not handicap accessible. Kids must be accompanied by an adult. But again, if you'd like to see that Charlie Berger noose, the noose that was used to hang Charlie Berger, it'll be on display from 2 to 4 this Sunday, the 18th, at the Hanna House Museum. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
If you could design the perfect farm insurance policy, it would probably look a lot like AgriPlus from Country Financial. With AgriPlus, you get all the benefits of a standard farm policy, plus higher limits on the coverages most important to you. Best of all, you can choose the coverages you want, so you're not paying for what you don't need. For help on achieving financial security, see Country Representative Mark Dinsmore in Wayne City and find out more about AgriPlus. Custom-made farm insurance at an affordable price. Call 895-2989.
In a time of personal loss, emotions run high, and exceptional kindness is called for.
We went through a lot. Their compassion made all the difference.
Three qualities matter in a difficult time: sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift, even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
Well, with a 5-3 vote, the Fairfield City Council Tuesday night agreed to approve a $40,000 loan to Dr. Walter Dawkins to help reestablish a dental practice here in Fairfield. Dr. Dawkins is in the process of making renovations to the former offices of retired optometrist Dr. E.G. Dickey. Now, to complete the work and make the structure handicap accessible, Dr. Dawkins needed the money to complete the project. The vote to approve that loan from the revolving loan fund brought no votes from Alderman Reed, Barbary, and Fletcher. With one no vote, the council then approved providing $13,000 in TIF district funds to the Fairfield Industrial Trust. It was the Industrial Trust that initially acquired the Dickey Building for Dr. Dawkins. The one no vote came from Alderman David Fletcher. It is expected that work on that building will be wrapped up within a couple of weeks. Including himself, Dr. Dawkins will have 4 full-time employees at that dental clinic downtown. City Council approved the promotion of City Police Officer Warren Musgrave to the rank of Sergeant. Keith Colclasure asked that Warren be promoted, citing the fact the department had only one sergeant on duty, that was Cameron Simpson. The promotion was approved unanimously. City Council approved the bid of $60,385 from B&T Drainage out of Marshall, Illinois, to complete an expansion of the city's sanitary sewer on Route 15 West. Project calls for 716 feet of sanitary sewer to be installed, including a couple of manholes. The only other bid came in from Kiefer Brothers Construction out of Mount Carmel in the amount of $88,763. On a vote of 6-2, the City Council Tuesday night voted not to proceed with the process of establishing an ordinance to allow golf carts to travel on city streets. Alderman Ralph Barbary suggested the council give the golf cart committee a direction on whether to continue with the process of drawing up the ordinance. The suggestion to proceed with drawing up the ordinance died on a vote of 6-2. The only yes votes came from Alderman David Simpson and Jim Griffith. Some aldermen acknowledged that folks were already driving golf carts around town anyway. Councils approved the purchase of a fire extinguisher training device at a cost of $9,895. This device uses a video screen to project the likeness of various size fires. The likeness of a 5-pound dry powder fire extinguisher is then used to put out the mock fire. Special electronics detect if the individual is actually using the extinguisher properly. If not, the fire continues to grow. Fire officials said this training device will be offered for training of business employees, school workers, students, and even the general public. The vote to buy that device, unanimous. Before the start of the council meeting last night, members received a demonstration of a DuraPatch machine. Now, this device utilizes a mixture of a special emulsion, diesel, and rock to patch potholes. The cost of the device is $50,200. During the demonstration, a representative of DuraPatch used the device to patch a big old pothole in the parking lot at City Hall. The Street and Bridge Committee now is expected to study the issue about buying or maybe even leasing one of these DuraPatch machines, and they'll bring their recommendation back to the council at their next meeting in 2 weeks. A proposal to establish an electronic bill pay system for city utility customers was tabled. The representative from Payment Service Networks was not able to attend last night's meeting. Trick-or-treat hours have been established. Kids will be able to trick-or-treat on Friday and Saturday, October the 30th and 31st, from 5 until 8 p.m. The council approved putting out for bids the sale of a 2000 model pickup truck from the Water Department. A street closing for the annual Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade was approved for December the 5th at 5 p.m. An alternate date of December the 12th was set in the event of bad weather. The parade will take the same route as the Veterans and Homecoming parades, lining up on North 1st Street and disbanding on West Main Street at the Airtex parking lot. A street closing was also approved for a portion of Summit Street this Sunday for the Church of the Nazarene. The church is staging a tailgate service and dinner this Sunday evening. WFIW News Time, 12:23.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joel at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Wabash County Sheriff's officials report the arrest of a Wabash County man on charges he exchanged some money for a sex act. William D. Dardine, 55, of Mount Carmel, was arrested late Monday night. His arrest stemmed from an incident at Lake Froman, where he was charged with solicitation of a sex act, possession of a controlled substance, and manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. Dardine is accused of entering into an agreement of sex for money and was found to be in possession of these controlled substances upon his arrest. He's being held in the Wabash County Jail pending the setting of bond. Well, during last week's Fairfield paint-out, several activities were offered for the community to become involved. Winners of those activities were Artist Hunt on Tuesday evening, Nocturne Paint, Diana Richards and Shirley Churchill. They won $25 in chamber bucks for locating the most artists while they were painting. Winner of the Spencer Meager painting given on Friday evening during the premier exhibition was Gordy Toombs. The painting was an original watercolor of the Morrison Mill near Burnt Prairie. Recipients of the Four Corners painting completed on Saturday morning on the Courthouse Square were Roma Potarf, Kevin Kakak, and Kathy York, all from Fairfield, and Clayton Pepmiller of St. Charles, Missouri. These paintings were completed in a two-hour time frame and were of scenes in each direction from the southwest corner of the Courthouse Square. The paint-out committee would like to thank the entire community for their support of this year's plein air paint-out. Participation in all the events was great. The artists said they enjoyed being in the Fairfield area to paint. About $11,000 of original artwork was purchased and is now in local businesses and homes. The next paint-out coming up a year from now, October 4th through the 8th. Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be serving some of Matt Kenny's world-famous barbecue pork, $3. That's pork sandwiches, barbecue sandwiches, $3, or a chicken sandwich for $4, barbecue nachos for $5 with all the trimmings. That'll be this Friday at the home varsity football game against Cesar Valier. Serving begins at 5:30. It is senior night, so come on out and support the Fairfield Mules. FNB will host a Community Appreciation Day at its Fairfield location on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The community is invited to swing by for some free lunch served by some familiar faces. A member of U.S. Congressman John Shimkus' office will be in Grayville Tuesday, October 27th, 10:30 a.m. till noon at Grayville City Hall, there at 122 South Court Street, there by the four-way stop. The office hours will allow constituents to meet face-to-face with a member of the congressman's staff instead of having to talk over the telephone to one of those staff members. Those attending will have an opportunity to ask for assistance in handling issues with the federal government. Those who cannot attend in person may contact Shimkus' local office at 252-8271. Fairfield Park District's sponsoring a night of music at Leo French Park this Saturday night, 17th. It's a free concert featuring Heather and Marty, a musical duo out of Effingham. That'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 at the amphitheater behind the swimming pool. There'll be bench seating, but feel free to bring a lawn chair to be a little more comfortable. The Park District invites the community to come out and enjoy a great night of live music and view the improvements made around the pool, walking trail, lake, and amphitheater. The boil order that had been in effect for the village of Wayne City has been lifted. If you live in Wayne City, you no longer need to boil any water to be used for human consumption. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1 per barrel. Today, they're paying $39.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. We did check November crude oil prices a moment ago, down 13 cents a barrel, trading at $46.53 per barrel. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's off 79 points at 17,003. The NASDAQ's up 12 at 4,809. In local and area deaths, 59-year-old Marion, Illinois resident Dwight David Talbert died at 7:45 Sunday morning, October 4th in Marion. He was disabled. Survivors include his sister, Angela Michelle, and husband, Jay Vineyard of McLeansboro, and his parents, James Dwight and Vivian Talbert. Services for Dwight David Talbert will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Sims Congregational Church, burial in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be noon until the time of service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the church, the Richardson Funeral Home of Wayne City, is in charge of all the arrangements. A visitation for Reed E. Blackledge will be noon this Saturday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. The memorial service will be at 1 p.m. Burial with military honors at the Centerville Cemetery. The Cook Chapel of Carmi is in charge. A visitation for 91-year-old Carmi resident June Buttry, formerly of Harold, will be from 10:30 till 11:30 Thursday morning at the Cook Chapel in Carmi, followed by a graveside committal service at the Harold Cemetery. Funeral services for Wanda Lee Clark, 82, of Macedonia, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church near Macedonia. Visitation is now till the time of service, 2 p.m., at the church. Burial in Antioch Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Antioch Baptist Church and will be accepted at the church or the Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. And folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 12:30.
The fuel you put in your diesel engine is the lifeblood of that engine. But today's newer diesel engines are more susceptible to injector deposit buildup, which can slow the performance of the engine and one day lead to... Don't let the lifeblood of your diesel engine become the death of it. Country Mark's premium diesel fuels with enhanced detergency are now specially formulated with a unique chemistry that helps keep fuel injectors clean. Get more per gallon with Country Mark.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from wear-dated, smart strand silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, not too shabby. Let's make it a high in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight, low 45. Sunny Thursday, high 74. Sunny Friday, high of 65. Could see some patchy frost early Saturday morning. Saturday, sunny 58. Same thing for Sunday morning early. Could see some patchy frost. Sunny Sunday, high of 60. Sunny Monday, high of 70. Got up to 73 for the high yesterday, 42 our low this morning, and at 12:31 this afternoon under sunny skies, it's 71. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.